Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
March 16th, 1751. James Madison is born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Slight and soft-spoken James Madison, born in Virginia on this date in 1751, has been largely lost in the broad historical imagination of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Long obscured by the towering figures of George Washington and of Thomas Jefferson, and by the popular rediscoveries of John Adams and of Alexander Hamilton, the great little Madison, as his wife Dolly once called him, has seemed more little than great. And if great, than great only in solemn and scholarly terms. He is the grind among the glamorous, the committeeman among the dashing. He is the founder one would trust with the details, not with the big picture, a man of process rather than a leader of men, a politician who governed in prose, not in poetry. And yet, Madison was driven and passionate, devoted to his notions of duty and of country, and ambitious for himself, for his friends, and for his ideas. Far from a remote intellectual most comfortable in the lofty realm of theory, he was in fact at home in the arena. Drawn to the cut and thrust of conflict and of great events, he was determined to play a role on the largest possible stage. First elected to public office during the American Revolution, before his 25th birthday, Madison would spend the ensuing six decades in the crucible of American politics, serving as a Virginia lawmaker, as a member of the Confederation Congress, as a delegate to the Federal Convention of 1787 and to Virginia's ratifying convention, as a chief author of the Federalist Papers, as a leader of the first Federal Congress under Washington, as a founder of one of the two great parties of the early Republic, as Secretary of State, as President of the United States, and in the long twilight of his life, as a reflective elder statesman and constitutional sage. He was impressive and engaging, a man to be trusted, respected, even loved. His eyes were hazel, his voice soft, so soft that people often had to lean in and down to catch what the most powerful man in the New World might be saying. They always found the effort worth the trouble. Madison's words had long proved illuminating, perceptive, and wise. "He is peculiarly interesting in conversation," the Harvard president Jared Sparks wrote, "cheerful, gay, and full of anecdote. Sprightly, varied, fertile in his topics, and felicitous in his descriptions and illustrations." Abigail Adams believed Madison a very amiable character, a man of virtue and probity. Thomas Jefferson thought his friend and fellow Virginian the greatest man in the world. Margaret Bayard Smith, a figure in Washington circles for decades, once observed, "I admire the simplicity and mildness of Mr. M's manners, and his smile has so much benevolence in it that it cannot fail of inspiring goodwill and esteem." Even his foes admitted his greatness. The epitome of the opposing Federalist interest and a longtime adversary, Chief Justice John Marshall, called Madison the model of the American statesman. Madison's final counsel to the country, written in 1830, tells us much even now. "The advice nearest to my heart and deepest in my convictions," he wrote, "is that the union of the states be cherished and perpetuated. Let the open enemy to it be regarded as a Pandora with her box open, and the disguised one as the serpent creeping with his deadly wiles, into paradise. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.